Overriding emissions alerts in John Deere equipment. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today, inviting you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin as you explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. To learn more, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. John Deere says it's rolling out new tools and software updates aimed at keeping farmers' equipment running during critical periods of the growing season. This comes after EPA recently removed a key requirement for diesel exhaust fluid or DEF sensors in heavy equipment that can trigger sudden slowdowns or even shutdowns. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
We know just how important uptime is in critical parts of the growing season, like planting, and we're focused on empowering our customers to choose just how they diagnose, repair, maintain, and even protect their equipment.
Denver Caldwell there, Vice President of Aftermarket and Customer Support for John Deere.
The EPA has made really clear that we can now allow our customers to temporarily override certain emission system components or messages and allow that machine to return to operation with full capabilities and return it to full emissions compliance themselves rather than waiting for any other participant to do that on their behalf.
Caldwell says Deere requested to offer the capability through the company's new self-repair tool, John Deere's Operations Center Pro Service. They also reached out to the EPA as they developed the tool to seek approval to include more capabilities.
And those capabilities include the ability to retrieve, refresh, and clear diagnostic trouble codes, or DTCs, access to operator and technical and other manuals using a really fast, really accurate AI-based search. That's kind of the latest example in how we continue to develop and enhance our self-repair capabilities.
In response to additional DEF guidance from the EPA, Caldwell says when DEF runs low, the machine can derate, and if it's not addressed in time, it can cause even further delays. EPA now allows manufacturers to increase the amount of time that an owner has to resolve those issues prior to triggering some of those derates.
We're actively in the process of delivering the software updates to both new machines and those in the field that would extend that window of time per EPA allowance before that machine derates. And it will allow our customers to remain in the field to the end of the day or maybe even the end of the season, depending on where they are in their overall progress.
For more info on how to diagnose, maintain, and repair your Deere equipment, visit Deere.com/repair. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Holland, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Plenty of moisture around here over the course of the next couple of days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Today weather update. We've got showers and thunderstorms through the day today. The biggest threats, I think, the most wide-ranging threats in rain are going to be this morning through midday. The bigger threats for thunderstorms and strong thunderstorms come tonight, late afternoon tonight into early tomorrow. But still, the idea is the same. We've got plenty of moisture around, and moisture refires tomorrow, late afternoon, evening, right on into and through Thursday. I don't think we are completely done with moisture until we get into early Friday morning. Still, over the next 3 days, we have potential for a half to 2 inches of precipitation, 100% coverage, at least across lower Michigan. Dry everywhere on Friday, pleasant as well, but showers and thunderstorms are back for Saturday. Good coverage across the entire state. Probably another quarter to three quarters of an inch of moisture there. And then cold air comes racing in behind. We are well below normal on temperatures on Sunday. Frost and freeze conditions are likely underneath high pressure. And we stay chilly for the start of next week, Monday and Tuesday, although Tuesday starts to moderate. And we are warmer than the rest of the week with moisture coming back in that warm air. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Report. We check in with Andy Eubank and with John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
As we open up a new week, a big difference when you look at soybeans and Chicago wheat. Corn seemed to be stuck right in the middle and right in the middle of a nice strong move for wheat, John. But beans, a sell-off, maybe giving back, correcting a little bit from moves last week in the bean market?
Well, yes, and wheat had a rough week, starting off strong and finishing strong, which was the only one of the three that did finish strong. After what had gone on over the weekend with the peace talks breaking down in Islamabad, you know, we came out of the box pretty hot with energy. At one point, we had crude oil up $8, $9. Wheat was strong. Beans had a little bit of gumption, and so did corn. And corn and beans gave it all away. You know, the energy markets are struggling to keep their head above water at this time, too.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. Settlements from Monday may corn down just 0.75 cents to 4.40 1/4. July corn 0.25 cent lower at 4.51. May beans falling 13.5 to 11.62 1/4. July beans 13.75 lower at 11.77 1/2. But May wheat gaining 11.25 to 5.82 1/4. June live cattle 67 cents lower at 248.52. And June lean hogs ending Monday down 67 cents to 94.85. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.